Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Happiness is an outward expression of an inner work. And it depends on what you do and how you respond to what happens to you. For people to be truly happy, there must be an inner realization of the mental and spiritual commitments they've made to be more than what they are, to do more than what they've already done, and to bless more than they've previously thought imaginable. Here are seven ways for you to be truly happy on this last day of July, 2018. First, something to believe in. Something to believe in. The world is full of unusual people, truthfully, who believe in some really crazy things. Yet they think they're completely right. The people who think marriage doesn't have to be between a man and a woman actually think they're right. But that's not what the scripture says. The people who think that it's okay to take the life of an unborn child actually think they're right. But that's not what the scripture says. The Romans who threw Christians into the arenas to be eaten by lions actually thought they were right. What you think is right depends on your moral compass, the belief system that you base, you base your decision making on. I'd like to think that when a person's core values minimize or ignore the sanctity of human life, that it's their belief system that's out of whack and not mine.
Second, someone to believe in. From your earliest memory, you believed, or hopefully, that your parents would always provide for you. At some age, some children tragically learned that belief wasn't always true. Unfortunately, some discovered they could no longer believe in one or both parents. And sadly, parents have been let down by their children, even as children have been disappointed by their parents. During a child's educational experience, many learn to believe in their teachers because they seem knowledgeable and caring, at least for the most part. The students who become athletes learn to believe in their coaches. We learn to believe in our best friend, and we believe that there is someone who's always going to be there for us. In popular culture, where people are often mesmerized by celebrities who seem bigger than life, we sadly discover their moral character is sometimes smaller than we could have imagined. If you're blessed in life, you'll not be let down too much by your parents, spouse, children, teachers, professors, coaches, best friends, employers, or others in whom you believe. But letdown happens to everyone because nobody has a perfect life. However, hallelujah, there's someone we can always believe in who will never disappoint us, let us down, or forget about us no matter what. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
And that makes us all very happy.
Blessed.
And blessed. Third, if you want to be truly happy, you got to have something to stand for. Something to stand for. Peter Marshall, who was once chaplain of the United States Senate, said, because if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Some people are hesitant to take a stand for their Lord or for fear of others and what they might say or do or even think. If that's you, take heart and be strengthened by the words of
1 Thessalonians 1, verses 3 and 4. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 3 and 4 in the Message Bible says, it is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special.
Hallelujah.
That is your favorite
one
scripture.
One of my favorite scriptures.
And I thought you were going to read it. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions.
Hallelujah. That scripture would be a great scripture for you to personalize. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. But even above that, where it says that God not only loves you very much, but he's put his hand on Vincent for something special. He's put his hand on Yvette for something special. He's put his hand on Randy for something special. Personalize that. See, the Holy Spirit will empower us with the courage of our convictions, even in the midst of seemingly overwhelming us.
Fourth, something to live for. Something to live for. Joe Louis, the famed heavyweight fighter, said, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough."
Wow.
That's a great quote. But the question is that we need to ask ourselves, are we doing it right? If not, don't be discouraged. We can get a do-over with a spiritual makeover. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
You don't get women talking about spiritual makeovers too much. Yeah. But let's go a little further. Don't live with a money hangover or live with debt leftovers. Get a spiritual makeover, which will empower you for a do-over.
So here's the question. What does it mean to live for something? Surprise. We got seven thoughts we're going to share with you. First, core values.
Second, commitment to a cause.
Third, be a doer instead of a talker.
Fourth, operate with a plan.
Fifth, put your money where your mouth is.
Sixth, never give up.
And seventh, see the reward, see the success, see the victory, see the fulfillment of your divine destiny. Fifth, something to accomplish. The greatest accomplishment you could ever have is not being at the top of your class in high school, college, or graduate school. Getting the job you wanted with all the perks that you prayed for, or even marrying the person of your dreams. The greatest accomplishment any person can ever have is found in Isaiah 55:11.
Isaiah 55 verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect or useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
The words we speak, the words that come out, well, the words that come from the mouth of God, because we should be speaking the word, they will accomplish everything that it pleases and purposes to do. One of the most satisfying experiences in the world is to complete an assignment, achieve a dream, or do what nobody said could be done. Sadly, don't be disappointed if everyone doesn't share your joy, success, or your thrill of victory. One last thing. Everything you accomplish in this life is not because of you, but him. Isaiah 26:12, New Living Translation. "Lord, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really from you."
Sixth, someone to partner with. Luke 5:7 says, "And they beckoned unto them their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink." The word beckoned in the Greek means signaled. So Peter and his crew signaled their partners in the other ship. Some scholars believe the partners were people who worked for Simon and his family. I don't believe that to be exactly the case, as they might have been called employees, not partners. Today maybe, but, you know, I'm not sure back then. I think it's more probable that James and John and some of the other disciples who had been fishermen were in the other boat. bear in mind that Simon's boat had been used by Jesus to teach the people. It stands to reason that the other disciples would have been in a boat as well. Plus, Luke 5, verse 10 in the New Living Translation says, his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. Truthfully, whoever the people in the other boat were is not as significant as what they were. Partners. The root word, which according to Strong's Concordance in the Greek means to have, in other words, own, possess external things such as pertain to property or riches or furniture or utensils or goods or food. A true partner is someone who will go down the road with you. Your partner is there when you're on the mountaintop, and then also when you're traveling through the loneliest valley.
Hallelujah. Seventh, somebody to hope for. Somebody to hope for. Something to hope for. You're right. Can't read my own typing. Something to hope for. Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things that we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact when it's not revealed to the senses.
Wow. That's a great, great definition of faith.
Amen. Please notice that when the scripture says hope for, it means it's invisible. But faith is the evidence that makes it real. There is no such thing as invisible evidence. You can't go into a courtroom and win a case with invisible evidence. The thing hoped for is invisible. If you have faith for a new house, the new house might be invisible right now, but your faith won't be invisible. If the faith is invisible, the house will never show up. The Bible says that our faith is the substance, or better said, it is the raw material that our financial return will be made out of.
It's the kind of thing, honey, where you say, I know that I know that I know that this is what's going to happen. And in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, carefully seek him. We know that we know that we know that God is real in our lives.
Hallelujah. And summing up, our happiness, well, let me put it this way. Your happiness is dependent on you and your faith. Think about that. These are seven keys to being truly happy. Meditate on them. Think about it. Maybe even listen to the playback on this once again. You'll be glad you did. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God, what seed have you put in the ground? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.